Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Green. Tartabull moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Charles reaches second base with a double. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alozic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Schilling scores. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Clinton scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive to center field. Tartabull throws towards Causey. Causey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Causey. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Green strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the mound. Drabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Green takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Geiger tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Geiger scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Green strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Green out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 3 in the game. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alozic moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn catches it and steps on first to double up Clinton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian pinch hits for Jim Archer. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brian out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-4 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.